sitting on the beach. Her dog's talking to me, but she's out of reach. Ooh, she's got a body under that shirt, but all she wants to do is rub my face in the dirt. 'Cause I can dance, I can talk. Only thing about me is the way I walk. I can dance, I can sing. I'm just
thrower when the troubles arise. You know I'm the cool cobra. On the mic I score, just like the Yankees. Get over on this country like my main man Spanky. Excuse me, young lady, I don't mean to trouble you. You look so hot, inside jumpy and bubbly. I got lucky, I brought home the kitten. Before I got busy, I slipped on the mitten. Can't get better odds because I'm a sure thing. Primary kids, I'm turning and rolling like a ring thing.
So what the fuck you gonna do? It's just two wheels and me, the wind in my eyes. The engine is the music and my knives by my side. Cause you know why? A-U-C-H, I'm taking all MCs out in the place. Taking life as it comes, no fool am I. I'm going off, getting paid, and I don't ask why. Playing beats in my box, making music for the many. Know a lot of deaf girls that don't do anything. A lot of parents like to think I'm a villain. I'm just chilling. Talk shit, man. I was making records when you were sucking your mother's dick.
Girl, you're walking tall now in your fancy clothes. You got fancy things that are going up your nose. You're getting fancy gifts from expensive men. You're a dog on a leash like a pig.
Some kind of middleman. And that's where old Daniel comes in, you know what I mean? Hey, look at me. I'm walking here. Up yours, you son of a bitch. You don't talk to me that way. Get out of here. Don't worry about that. Actually, that ain't a bad way to pick up insurance, you know.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud. had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I wrote a letter to my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on a Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Drifted on down into no man's land, across the river called the Rio Grande. Raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree, we got in a fight over Tennessee. I pulled our guns and he fell with a thud, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. I rode right back across Arkansas, I whipped her brother and I whipped her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, she was riding on a Tennessee mare. Pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love the girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves a Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Going to make it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Who's that?
He works for me.
He's a fireman? I like firemen.
Yeah, you like everybody, Ronald.
Brian McCaffrey. Yeah, sure, you know, that's Stephen. Yeah. He's the little one with the hat. Oh, what a treat.
Hey, do I know you?
Your dad did.
Who the hell is this guy?
Put it away.
Come on, Shadow. He lost his dad to the animal, and you didn't even tell him who he was coming to see. Tell him.
Let me tell you about old Ronald. Ronald likes telephones. Likes to tape wooden matches to the bell strikers and then wrap it in cotton with gasoline. You had a whole little thing going there, didn't you, Ronald? Yeah? And when you got bored, what'd you do?
What'd you do? Started making telephone calls.
Never proved. tell him about us down on State Street.
Nobody cares about that one.
It was your basic warehouse torch that I was doing for the owner. I mean, they're a cakewalk. I just lost my concentration, I guess, and my animal turned on me. Got the whole place going like hell. My hair was on fire, my hands, everything. I was dead. And suddenly I was alive. I was being pulled out of there by my hero, my shadow here. Except, of course, he didn't see this big tub of phosphorus, did you? Explosion lit him up so bright, left his shadow on the wall. Still shy about rolling up your sleeve, Shadow? Show him your stomach. The funny thing about firemen, night and day, they're always firemen.
All right. The parole board has received Mr. Bartell's fitness report. His ID 44. Endorsement from his section warden, Dr. Norris.
As supervising psychiatrist, I would describe Mr. Bartell's progress as remarkable. Taking into account his disability and the 6 years he's already served, I recommend parole.
Mr. Bartell, do you regret your crimes?
Yes. And I'm aware of the pain that I have caused.
If released, will you commit these crimes again?
No, no, I won't.
Do you consider yourself ready for society?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right, Ronald. You're ready, all right.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Shadow.
Remember this? You remember this, Ronald? Remember who it belonged to? What did you do to that little girl, Ronald?
That's not fair, Shadow.
What did you do to that little girl, Ronald?
I burned her.
You burned her. What do you do to old ladies, Ronald?
Burn them.
What about the world, Ronald? What would you like to do to the whole world?
Burn it all.
See you next year, Ronald.
They're going to take you.
Kim, stay focused, baby. This is key.
You will have 5, maybe 10 seconds. Very important seconds.
Leave the phone on the floor. Concentrate.
Shout out everything you see about them. Hair color.
Eye color. Tall, short, scars.
Anything you see, you understand? They're there. I can hear them.
Remember, concentrate.
Marco, are you sure you heard what I
said? Put the phone closer so I can hear.
What's your excuse, you know?
Ani bre shtash, Marco, ani.
Mas vej.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good luck.
Great. Macho Man Randy Savage, do you take this woman as your lawful wedded wife? To live together in the ordinances and estates of matrimony. Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep her only unto you, so long as you both do live?
You to him. Come on, Mach. Not now.
Cold feet.
Not now.
Hit the door.
You can do it.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'll take it, man.
Elizabeth. Do you take this man as your lawful wedded husband? To live together in the ordinances and estates of matrimony. Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep him only unto you, so long as you both do live?
I will.
So far, they got all the right answers.
Place the ring on her finger and repeat after me. With this ring.
With this ring.
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
With all my worldly goods.
With all my worldly goods.
I thee in thou.
I thee in thou.
And thereto.
And thereto
I plight thee.
I plight thee.
My troth.
My troth.
Inasmuch as Randy and Elizabeth have consented together in wedlock and have witnessed the same before this company and have thereto pledged each to the other and have so declared by the joining of hands, now I, in accordance with the authority vested in me by the laws of the state of New York, pronounce that you are husband and wife. You may now kiss the bride.
Well, let's see some of that macho.
Thank you.
Carcone. Nous voulons commander à déjeuner, please.
Visiblement, votre prof de français devait être complètement nul. Vous ne comprenez pas une broque de notre langue.
OK. Let's see. Les enfants desire a hamburger and fries.
Quel accent remarquable. Chicago? Peut-être Cleveland.
Coca-Cola for the les enfants.
Deux champagnes américains.
Yeah. And, votre meilleur vin.
Je vais vous apporter de l'eau de vaisselle. Je ne sentirai pas la différence.
Now you want the
souffle?
Souffle. My femme would like the, commande the souffle fromage. Et moi, I'll have the boil for the bill. The boil.
Je parie que votre femme a une paire de lolo.
Excellent.
Good choice.
Excellent. Brie, the Brie?
Brie, votre fille. Un petit cul.
Just a little Brie, yeah. And, we'll get that later. Merci beaucoup.
Va te faire foutre.
Okay, just a little bit. And that's about it.
Where would you find a waiter like that in the United States?
Honey, if you speak the language, they're gonna be very nice. Just try.
Between the perfect world and the bottom line, keeping love alive these troubled times. Well, it's a God knows how. Must have had a little hell. Must have been wild angels. Wild angels watching over you and me. Yeah. Wild angels. Wild angels.
Some nights on the jagged side. Somehow we wake up in each other's arms.
Watching all
I mean, where is she really trying to get to anyway? And what is she doing in that limo? Who the fuck does she think she is?
The thrill of being sheltered in your arms, of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should, of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I, to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I phone once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well, of course I do, except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into.
Missing the building. it's had something to do. There was a feeling the spirit was leaving, red like a marker. So my tribe, with my knife, cut the heart from a lonely life.
you reap is what you sow.